this is Melanie Payne, and listen to this title. She is the Senior Associate of the First Year Experience Programs and Director of New Student Orientation.
That's a big business card, Melanie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you both?
Great. We enjoy your annual visit when you check in with us on the first, well, the first days of school, not necessarily class starting, because it's all different depending on where you're at. If it's the first day the dorms are open, it's the first day we unlock anything. That, to me, says school starts. And obviously, with your group, busy, busy, busy this week and next week. Tell us what's going on today. And maybe, again, we'll talk about what's exactly going on with the students, but maybe the people listening, we should probably stay away from your part of town, shouldn't we?
You know, that's always advisable. I look at the conversations happening with Bloomington folks on Facebook and talking about planning their any shopping trips around town or their travel, and it is definitely starting to get hopping around here on campus. Students started officially moving in on Sunday, but the reality is we've had students coming back since August 3rd because our international students were coming in for orientation and getting ready for the academic year, and now the rest of the students can start coming back. The official opening day is tomorrow, but we always allow early arrival starting this past Sunday, so it's hopping.
Melanie, the reality is that even though you did the new student orientation, what you just told us, the international students started coming in, you've had things going, you have not had any kind of a break since the student orientation started just after school let out last May.
Not yet, but it's coming. Once things calm down, then I get to come up for air a little bit. And it's always an exciting time of year throughout the summer for us, and certainly as it gets closer to the academic year. And we have a lot of new people joining this community.
Now, Michael and I were talking, and I know this and you know this, but let's repeat it for everyone else. The number one reason why students don't do well in college is not money and not grades and all the other things. It's that failure to connect, and that's what you're all about, is helping these students connect with the university, their fellow students, the culture, all of those things.
That's exactly right. Very good, Keith. That's exactly right. And that's our main goal throughout, certainly orientation and the first year experience, is connecting with what's here for them, but also connecting with each other and being part of this place. We know that a student who is comfortable and connected gets confident, and the confident student is the student who reaches out for help when they need it, speaks up in class, engages more, and that's the student who's going to increase their chances of success. And that's it. It all starts as they get admitted and oriented and on their way, and that's crucial to their success.
And Melanie, talk about how your program has evolved over the 4 or 5 years that we've been speaking to include such things as mental health, sexual health, what's going on campus, in the city, be aware of this. We've gotten smarter because of information and technology, correct?
We have. We've gotten smarter. We've gotten more and more intentional, and we've gotten more in engaging, involving. It's not just a small group of people in an office somewhere planning, you know, how to get students registered for classes. It's about how teaching them how to do things and why to do things, and it's about teaching them about decision making and helping them think through thinking like a college student, helping them be part of the culture of Indiana University, helping them understand what it means to be in Bloomington. Helping them look out for one another, our big effort on campus, you know, keeping each other safe and bystander intervention. It's not just about class, although it is a lot about classes, but it's also about who they are as people and community members. And our biggest things for this past year has been really focusing on, you know, you think about what's going on in the world around us, and not just here, but certainly here. Helping people, students, connect with each other and be a part of each other's lives and think about how they interact with other people. That's important in being part of this community.
Given that, Melanie, what are you telling students today that you didn't even think about talking about 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, I can answer that for you, Melanie. Rachel Feige and Hannah Wilson. Mm-hmm. Those are two terrible examples that sadly and truly. But do those examples they have to cause a different reaction than saying, hey, just don't do this, because when you're making up a story, it's different. But having those two awful tragedies, does that get the message through better, you think?
I think it gets the message through better. I think we always will struggle with getting the message through and making it real. When you think of what's happened since then, and I mean, we didn't have the Indiana Lifeline Law before then,
correct,
but we had
right.
the Indiana Lifeline Law because, especially Rachel, you know, that, you know, and really talking to students about, it is all about bystander intervention and helping other students without fear of consequences for your, you know, for
yeah.
yourself, and that it can happen to them. Nobody comes to college thinking that they're going to have such horrible things happen to them. And we have to help students think about their own safety, their own decision-making, their own, whether it's academic or non-academic, consequences to decision-making. And we try to help them look at good decisions and the consequences for that and celebrating those, learning from mistakes. You know, we talk about the Indiana Promise. We introduce students to that, and it really is all about taking responsibility, being engaged in academics, taking responsibility for what you do, learning from your mistakes, and being a part of this community in healthy ways. And it all comes down to that, really.
Melanie Payne's our guest this morning. She's the director of First Year Experience, and no, you're not. That's not right, is it?
Yeah, First Year Experience.
Senior associate director,
See?
Not the director of First Year Experience.
I know it wasn't right. It didn't sound right when it came out.
There's a lot of words in there.
But you got a lot of jobs.
The bottom line is I get to work a lot with students, and that's a cool thing.
Well, that is exciting, because in the old days, I remember coming to school. You met your dorm RA. Everybody went around and said what their name was, and after 10 minutes, we were college students, and that was it. And getting the maps, getting everything else. Sure, that's part of the, if you haven't been around campus a lot, there's some of that fear. Mm-hmm. How do you get the students involved in the fabric of the community as well? We know Indiana University and Bloomington are synonymous, but there is a little bit of a difference and divide there. How do you get them involved with the city as well as the university?
Well, we have particular events that we do, certainly. For example, this Saturday we're doing our new student service day.
It's a BYOU on Saturday. Bring your own umbrella.
It is all week. What is up with that?
Well, Keith and I tried to get the tarp put up, but they told us that was a bad idea.
I'm not so sure I'd be against that right now.
but you do have these events. Talk about what's coming up this weekend.
Sure. We have, as far as Bloomington is involved, we do a lot of focus on getting into the community and serving the community. But we talk about Bloomington even at orientation. We talk about that, you know, it's not just, your world doesn't end at the Sample Gates. There's, you know, we talk about businesses in town and connecting with town. And this Saturday we do have New Student Service Day and where students will go into the community and do some community service. And that's always a great start for them to, you know, see beyond the gates. And that's not the only thing. Certainly people all over campus are doing similar things, helping students be a part of Bloomington as well. I mean, and of course this year we talk about registering to vote and getting, you know, civically engaged. So that's also part of their experience too, we hope. So we try to introduce them to that.
Now, I'm not asking you to break down campaign election laws here, but if I'm a I'm a kid from New Jersey, I'm here in Bloomington, I can vote here for the presidential election?
You can if you register, and a lot of students will vote back in their home state,
okay.
in their home district, but they can register to vote here. I have no idea what the numbers, but whether they vote home or vote here, we encourage them to get involved.
But they just can't vote in both places,
right.
which...
Melanie, let me ask you...
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That was exactly right.
Let me ask you a question. Obviously, you deal with the students, and we'll talk dorms in a second, but you also have the students that are moving directly into a fraternity or a sorority. How do you handle both of those situations, the dorms and the sororities and fraternities?
Well, there's not too many students who would move directly into any of the Greek houses.
You got to rush and do all that stuff, right?
There's a couple of fraternities that students can move directly, and there are a couple other not residence hall housing opportunities, but for the most part, they have to go through recruitment. And for the IFC Council, that starts in a couple weeks. It's a men social Greek fraternities. We have four different councils on campus. For the majority of the women, that means at the end of the semester and going into January. So most students live in a residence hall. All of the freshmen are required to live in a residence hall or get an exception and live in approved housing.
Now, what about the fact that occasionally we find that some students end up in the lounges in the dormitories? Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that's going to happen again?
My understanding is that we, last I heard, was that we will have some students in temporary housing, supplemental housing, as they call it. Our friends over in residential programs and services are working hard to get everybody settled and everybody in a good spot. And, you know, my history of it is, and I worked in housing for a number of years before orientation and first year for experience, we set up the, you know, lounges for students.
Right.
And it's usually a very large space. It's usually
right. They want to stay.
They set it up, yeah. And then they make friends with the, uh-huh. you know, four or six people who are there or uh-huh. however many. And they have a pretty cush thing going on. And mm-hmm. But, of course, the goal is to get them in regular housing and in a community on a floor so they can be a part of a permanent community. I haven't heard numbers recently, so I don't know how many.
Well, let me ask you about the numbers. 7,600 students. How's that compare to the past in terms of number of new students?
Well, you know, until after that first week of class and the official numbers are out, we'll see what it actually ends up being. But the estimates are somewhere around 7,600, and the general feeling is we'll have a little bit smaller class than last year. We can't have record classes every year.
That's right.
But yeah, it's a lot of new people to add to the community and bring into the Hoosier family.
I have a question for you. When mm-hmm. when you have the orientation, the parents are there often for that, for a part
oh, yes.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them about move-in day? What they're going to experience that day?
Panic.
We tell them it's either going to be hot rainy. And humid or rainy.
Uh-huh.
No, we actually talk a lot about it with them. We have RPS, Residential Programs and
right.
Services, has really helpful information on do's and don'ts and what to bring and even how to pack to make that go as smoothly as possible. And we talk about the official move-in day and the possibility of early arrival, and they have a whole parking plan and temporary parking, and they have lots of help at the residence halls to guide people and welcome people. We just tell them to breathe deep, be patient. We have a system. It'll work. It's been working. You know, we know how to do this, and we'll be as helpful and welcoming and friendly, and they just have to, you know, they're going through a lot, and it's a big transition for them too, and so we try to make it as comfortable and quick for them as possible. And it's amazing how fast we can get thousands
oh yeah.
of people into the residence halls and settled in.
I have a great story for you. This summer I spent time at Dudley University, Nichols University in Dudley, Massachusetts, and the dorm rooms that we were in, three mm-hmm. people in those rooms. I thought we were crowded with two. Three people and a bathroom in the room too, so that took you even more
well,
of the room.
As Melanie, I bet, will tell you, you don't want to spend a lot of time there.
Go, no, you
want to be involved in the community.
You spend a lot of time there.
Involved in the university, doing these fun things, going to the Wells Library, perhaps.
I heard
that's a nice place.
I thought that Wright Quad was fairly large when I was a student there.
Not, and I think that's what helps the move-in as well. You're not moving into houses, you're moving into dormitories.
Yeah, but you'd be amazed what they bring now. We couldn't have refrigerators and microwaves when I was a student.
That's fine, and I bet...
And that's standard. That's a no. Yeah, that's not even
and the,
a question.
And the
anymore.
Big screen TVs.
I don't know how much room you can fit all those. But you're not hauling in furniture and beds and things like that. So that hopefully makes the move-in process a little bit easier. We know the weather's not going to help. I apologize for at least for today. But tomorrow looks to be fine. 80, cloudy, just a 20% chance. So it'll be humid, but it won't be 92. We've had a couple of those, which is absolutely no fun as well. Doors open tomorrow at 8 a.m. Is that correct?
They do indeed.
What do you see as the calming down part of the day, around 2 o'clock, or how or does it just go all day?
Well, it'll go all day. Certainly, the busiest will be first thing in the morning, and then probably late morning. But with so many people coming in early, and we have the big kickoff event tomorrow is the freshman induction ceremony. So we hope most people are in and can get to the freshman induction ceremony. It's special every year, but this year happens to be the incoming class is the bicentennial class.
That's right.
When they graduate, it's 2020, so that'll be the bicentennial of Indiana University. And interestingly enough, as they come in, it's the bicentennial of the state of Indiana, so kind of a special class. And so we're looking forward to welcoming, getting them inducted into the class of 2020 tomorrow. I don't know how the picnic, we're still looking at making a decision about, I don't think it'll be raining at the
no,
time.
No, you'll be fine.
As much water as we've had, I don't know about our picnic spot, how dry it'll be. So we'll see how we're going to serve, thousands of people picnic lunch.
The West Concourse of the football stadium, where that nice parking lot is. That's where you stick them over there and do all
that.
Stick
them all from the induction of the auditorium to that's probably the biggest space we got, isn't it?
That's right. Well, again, you can walk them through the Arboretum, give them a nice tour by the Kelly School and all the development that's happening there, then up to Foster with the 9-story Harper is being redone, so you could just give them a whole walking tour and kill two birds with one stone there.
There you go.
So it is busy. We know all that. And you're going to have parties going on. You're going to have events going on that involve the community. Where can people go to get more information on this? If they have somebody in their family that's going and maybe they don't think they're going to be connected, where can we send them to forward this link on?
An easy place to start is the FYE website, fye.indiana.edu. We have our entire Welcome Week schedule with all the details on our page, on our orientation welcome page. We also have something really cool this year that we're unveiling. We're starting a program called Experience IU, and it's basically because we're cool and trendy. It's an app. We're encouraging students to download the Experience IU app because not only does it have the entire Welcome Week schedule on it, it has a GPS feature, so if they click on event, we can help them get there. Yeah.
I couldn't find Sycamore Hall to save my life. It took me
we
3 days when I was back in school, and I was 3 days behind in my philosophy class. And my philosophy class was I wasn't going to take it anymore because I couldn't find it. That was the most difficult part. If there was technology, if there was the internet and all this stuff, I wouldn't be on my 23rd year trying to get this thing finished up.
The cool thing is with this program too, it's not just about Welcome Week. It's a program that goes all year.
Yeah, it's Welcome Year essentially, isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's Welcome Year essentially, isn't it?
Right.
You don't
leave
them behind after the first week and wonder, hey, where'd everybody go?
It is exactly the first year experience, truly. And they can, if they go with the Experience IU program, they go to different events and different categories. They actually earn points, and with points come prizes. So
it's a rewards program.
Good deal.
Exactly.
Do they get double fuel points on the weekend?
Yeah.
At Kroger's, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's important stuff. Melanie Payne is our guest this morning. She's a very busy woman on this week. We're going to try to get you some better weather. I promise. Keith, did we cover everything?
Well, we sure. I think we have. You've got one big new experience, you said, for this year.
We got a new big one? All right.
The Experience IU is our biggest unveiling in FYE. We're just pretty excited about this whole Welcome Week experience. The weather will, all your vibes will be appreciated, but we have some pretty amazing events to help students be a part of this community and learn the culture of IU. We have our traditional Traditions and Spirit event at the stadium on Friday, and, of course, the induction and Culture Fest, and hopefully we'll be able to pull off the concert on Saturday, and we have lots of open houses. We're showing an outdoor movie. It's really cool. The campus's newest building, our Global Studies building, we're showing an outdoor movie there. It's lots of events going on to help students just learn the campus, meet people, and feel part of something pretty special.
Yeah, and if it's too hot, they can always jump in the pool, too. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
We got everything.
It's great. Melanie,
And there are a lot of people here making it happen. Too,
yeah, so. You're right. It's a big team to put. Well, when you get 7,500 people or so hopping in every year, you've got to have the manpower and the people power to do all that.
Our resident staff are amazing. Our advisors are amazing. We'll get them settled.
Well, we know that's going to happen. And again, it could be the best 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of your life right here in Bloomington. And it's great to get off to a good start. Thank you for your time as always, Melanie. Best of luck this week.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. And we'll try to clear up this forecast for you, I promise.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Melanie Payne, she's from Indiana University. First year experience.
Senior associate of first year experience and the director of new student orientation.
Outstanding. We thank Melanie for her time. We know it's busy. She just told you why it's busy. So that's great that she could find some time for us here. Again, I put on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio, I'll give you a link to the website Melanie gave us, fye.indiana@edu or whatever it is. It's there. Copy and paste it for those who might not be connected. Get everybody connected. You're off to a better start.